We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph, and we're starting at top of the Amud. We learned in the Mishnah that a Naira Hamarasa Avia Baal Mechir and Dereh. That means the way the Gemara learned till now, there's three drashas. There was a drasha that says in Beis Ish Nadara, that was the last part of Pesuk in Beis Ish Nadara, that while she's in a Sua, then her husband is made for Nadarim. There's a different pasuk that says that Beveis Avia. And there's a case where she made a neder in her father's house. There, her father does all the nadarim. And then you have Mahayusia Laish, which is a lashon of Mahayusia, the Vav Moisif, and a new parish of Mahayusia, which means going on Kedushin. That teaches us that the father and the Baila are Mafir in the Dereha. That was the first drasha. Now the Gemara have another drasha from a different place, very small, different place, the Makar, that when she's a Arusa, there's a Shutfis. When she's a Arusa, she's a little bit in a no man's land. She's in between going from her father to her husband, because she's not fully married, but she's not fully left her father's rishos either. And remember, she's a Naira here, or a Ketana, 11 years old, but not a Begeris. Then she anyway left her father's rishos. But Akapanim, so this Naira Rosh is an in-between zone, and there, both the Avia, Baila, Mafir, and Dereh. So Beir Rishmol says that the drosh is from this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Rishmol taught in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Bein Ish Lishtoi, Bein Avla Bitoi, Bein Areh Beis Avia. That's what the end of the Pasuk says. So the Pasuk says, the whole Pasuk reads like this, Ela Chukim Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Bein Ish Lishtoi, Bein Avla Bitoi, Bein Areh Beis Avia. We darshan, Bein Ish Lishtoi, Bein Avla Bitoi. There's a time when it's both Bein Ish Lishtoi, Bein Avla Bitoi. When is that? Mikael, and Naira Marosa, Shavia Baalman for the Mafir and the Reh. It's when Naira Marosa, like it says in the Pasuk Ben Ureh, and Naira Marosa, Shavia Baal, both are made from the Dereh. So Fir Beir Shmuel, his drasha is from this Hekesh, from this drasha, Ben Ishlish, Ben Avla Bitoi, Ben Ureh, Ben Shavia, they're both the father. What?
This
Pasuk, we're talking about one's man, it's a drasha, yeah. This Pasuk, it's an extra Pasuk. This Pasuk, we're teaching us that it's talking about the Naira Hamarosa, both of them are made from the Dereh. What is it with the pasuk Ish, which is a whole parish of Tnei that we darshan for Naira Hamarasa? Now we're saying we learn from Naira Hamarasa and Avliv Bittam and Ishla Ishtoi. So what's in darshan Mahayusil Ish? Zach the Gemara, Mukum Leidach the Rava. We darshan for a different Rava. What's the other Rava? There's a Mishnah later on that says, let's say Isha gets Mureses and then her husband dies. So does she go back to her father's Shus? And even more, does when she becomes engaged again, is she still in her father's rishos or not? So the Gemara says, "Is makish koidme havaya shniyah le koidme havaya rishayna." Just like before the havaya rishayna, the father was fully in charge. So after the erusin, if her husband dies, he returns to be the one in charge, the father. Just like before the first time she was engaged, he was doing the entire hafara. So don't think after he gets engaged, now she left his rishos halfway, can't go back. No, it goes back. It's called Nisraikna. It goes back from there. Nisraikna. It means it now goes back from the second, it goes back from the husband back to the father. So Makish, the Koidmei Havayashniya, the Koidmei Havayashniya. That's what Hashem from Hayusia. And there are Bonan hold that you learn two things from this Pasuk Hayusia. You learn out both the Hekish and you learn out the Din of Naira Hamarasa. Learn the Din of Naira Hamarasa. Dr. Gemara, Varava, Hayatana Berishmale Avalei. What does Rava do with this drasha of Bein Ishlish and Bein Avla Bitoi? What do you do with that pasuk? Because he's not using the pasuk. He uses the pasuk to teach us, he uses the Mahayasiya to teach us that Avia Baal Mefir Nedarim. So, what do you do with this pasuk? What do you do with this pasuk? Mbailei Leimar Shabal Mefir Nedarim Shebeinoi Lebeino. That means, in the psukim, all it says is that Kol Nedev Choshuas Isser La'anis Nefesh Ishri Yikamed Vishavrenu. It's in the pasuk, Inu Nefesh. That's all it says in the pasuk. And so you know that stuff that are afflicting her, things that are of affliction, there the halacha is that he can be made for it. What other nedarim can be made for it? She makes a neder, she wants to daven three times a day, he can't be made for a neder. It's not every neder, it's not like he's fully in charge of her, only nedarim of Inu Nefesh. But this pasuk mechadish that also nedarim shebeinoi lebeino, which means things that have to do with them personally, personal things. The classic example is Tashmish, but there's other examples also that things have to do between them, you're allowed to be made for also. So where do you know that from? You know from this pasuk that bein ish lishto bein avla bitoi. Bein ish lishto means between the two of you, that's how you know that there's a din of beinoi lebeino. And how does Rabbi Shmuel know beinoi lebeino? So his answers, the round answers may be Tarti Yalafle. And here the Ram brings in the discussion, what about the din of the father being made for the daughters of Dharam? Is he made for all the daughters of Dharam? Or Dafkar being in that fashion, being able to here the Ram brings in the Machlekes. The Ram says, what?
That's been enough for a father and daughter.
Or anything to make up, like, she asks enough from him, something that have to do only between them. She didn't ask enough from all parents, she asks enough between him, from him. Or not to do something for him. Something that has to do with them too. The personal things between them too. So that's the same question here. That's the question over here in the Ram. So the Ram first says, "V'chihechi the baal in the meifer v'nidir ishtayel and adarim shabiyashvam in nefesh v'dvarim shabiyel v'nal." Also, by Av, the same thing, and it brings a raya from a sefri that's makish the two to each other. But it brings down the Rambam argues, and the Ram holds that Av meifer kol nidre bitay, and all the nidre bitay, and actually the problem is on the Rambam. What happened to the Sefri? What happened to the Sefri? So there is a letter to the Rambam. They asked him, what happened to the Sefri? That says, not like that. The Rambam answers that since the Bavli doesn't say anything about the Sefri, it's different, we don't go like that. But the Rosh Hashanah has a good chap, had to answer the Sefri, that there is a case where the Rambam will agree that it only can be made for Dvarim that are the Inu Nefesh Bein Elivna. You know when? When there's a when she's engaged, when she has a kedushin. So there, you need also the husband. The husband only could do inner nefesh. So in that case, it'll be negeya that he only can be made for inner nefesh. That's the Rashash Tainus, and that could be the pshat and answer the Rambam from the Sefri. But like upon him, that's what comes out. I'll read you inside how he answers the Mahalach. He says that you could say Vulei Rama Farish Hos Sefri Hashami Dafka Ba'arusa Ukatan Reishmal Vukel High Krod Meishus Ba'arusa. The Kiv the Av Enyachal Hafer. So that's how he learns. Okay. But Akapodim, that's how we're going right now. So that's where we hold him right now. We have two Mahalchim, two drushes, how we know that of Nairam Rasa, via Balfin of the Rav. We have Mahoyusila Ish. And we have here the drusha of Tanra Ishmael, Vinish Lish. So Zakta Gemara Vaita. And Boyalu, we know that the father and the husband, Vishutvis, are made for the Nadarim. Baal Megis Gaiz or Mikush Kalash. And just to point out, the Ran says the same shaila is if the father, not dafka by Baal, the father also. What's the shaila? When you have here a shutfis, how does it work? Does the father do half the nether and the Baal does the other half of the nether? Or they each do the whole entire nether, but one is makdish, makes it weak to this point, the other one's to this point. It's like, mechlekes is eichus akamis. When they each do their half, are they doing half the nether but completely half? Or they're just each one shvaches the nether and two things together weakens the other. Two things together works. What's the nafkamina? Bring out nafkamina, we'll chap it better. Heichakom boyle. What's the nafkamina? Kegoyin denodem train zaysim. She made a nether from two zaysim. V'shama orus v'hefer la. And the orus heard and was made for his chelik. It was made for v'chalton and she ate them both. E amre megas guys lakis just malchus because my she ate one kazayis. One kazayis wasn't the knocked off. Because you only were matir only one half. If you hold megas gaiz, it means that there's two zaysim. So only half, only one zayis right, is mutter. What?
Maybe it's half of each.
Okay, she ate both of them. Case she ate both of them. Case we don't know which one either. She ate both of them, even half of each. So each half of each zayis has a full fledged nether on it. So you ate two half zaysim. So it's also But Iyamri Mikas Kalish, Asur Ba'amuhu, it's not anymore Chayiv Malkus, it's not a nether anymore. The entire two Zaysim are not the level of a nether anymore. It's a weak nether. So that's the Shailah Mai. And the Ram points out a few different things. First of all, he says, like we just spoke out, he has to eat both Kazaysim, because if you hold Megas Gaiz, you know which one was one that was knocked off, you have to eat both of them. And he also says that L'Chayra, why do you need two zaysim? It could have been two poppy seeds. Why two zaysim? It's mashmah, he needs a shear. It's mashmah, he needs a shear achila for a nadarim. And he asked that the Gemara says in Masech L'Shavuos that nadarim also bekalshu, you get malchus bekalshu already. So he has three terutzim. Either he says that we're going here according to the man, the Yama holds that even that you need kanam to need kazayis, or even if we don't pass it, he says that's how it is. Or that Agmar wants to chop around the Rav Chalamilsi, even that cheetah. Or we're going to go by Shua needs a kazayis. Or we're talking about regarding carbon that needs a shear, needs a kazayis. The Kirega asked, that's enough for Kalshu, back upon him. So that's the Gemara Shailia, Shmaka Shailia. If Baal Megas Gaiz, or Mikush Kalsh. That's the Gemara's question, how it works when they do a Shutvis. And the Gemara is now going to bring down a long Tesefta that ends at Dam Samach Tesam Aleph. And at the end of the Tesefta, we'll understand that the Machloikis, Beis Shammai and Basilil, if Mikas Kalsh, Megas Gaiz. But totally get that we have to learn through the Tesefta, where there's a lot of very important halakas.